orbitofrontal cortex, long story. I'm going to try and make it short, but 2015, I was sitting on a plane. I was flying to Johannesburg, and there was this guy sitting next to me, and I was starting to chat to him, Mark Drummond. And I was just chatting to him, and he had this computer on his lap with a camera that looked at his face and earphones plugged in. So it was kind of a weird setup while we were flying. So just before we landed, I said, listen, my name is Peter. What do you do for a living? He said, no, he's actually into marketing, but his partner in business is a brain doctor. So what they do, they started this business called Neural Sense, where they put people on computers and they monitor their subconscious reaction to stuff, and then they would work out what people like and what people don't like, and that they will apply to big advertisements they run for Vodacom and Coca-Cola and things like that. So I was intrigued. I said, listen, I make wine. I'm sure we can do something together. So he came and visited me when he was back from Joburg. And we sat in the cellar and we drank wine. And as we were drinking wine and discussing stuff, we realized that I have preconceived ideas towards every single barrel of wine in my cellar. I know the farmer, I know the day we picked, I know the way we managed the vineyard. I knew what potentially could have gone wrong while we made the wine. So I had all these preconceived ideas towards all these components, and we said to each other, listen, why don't we get rid of that? Why don't we put you on machines and we see what you really like? So he brought his whole team, they put me on a computer, so they put these electrodes on my skull that monitors my subconscious reaction to stuff. They put things on my skin that monitored the arousement levels in my skin, that my heart rate, my oxygen in my blood, a camera in my face that monitored my face movements. And then my wife took samples of all the wines that were sitting in barrel, each vineyard, that was finished wine about to go into bottle. So they handed me these wines without me knowing what I was tasting. I just drank these wines. So just to explain, I would first, we'll set a timer, and I had a certain amount of seconds I could smell the wine. Then I would taste the wine, I'll spat it out, and I'll sit and taste it after that. Then we'll do a control with water until everything settled down again, and then we do the next one. And while I was doing that, they monitored everything in my brain. And when they were done with 21 wines, they said that they're going to leave now, and they're going to analyze mathematically what my subconscious like and what I didn't like. Then they're going to work out the best blend in the cellar according to my subconscious. So I said, that's cool, that sounds weird. But when they left, me and my assistant at the time, Julia, we looked at each other and said, listen, we have to have a control on this. We have to have something that we think is the best in the cellar for that year. So we said, okay, we don't think about, don't worry about area, varieties, nothing. Let's just pick the wines we like the most for that year. So we knew what we liked. We picked them and we worked on like on small scale milliliters. We worked out a blend that we liked the most in the cellar. So we did that on a small scale and we wrote it down and said, this is what we think is the best in the cellar. So when these guys came back, it took them about 2 months to analyze these data. They came back with graphs. So we put the graph on the table of the best wine in the cellar. So it had a graph of when I smelled the wine, when I tasted the wine, the mid palate at the end, and that was the best wine in the cellar. And then we looked at this graph and said, okay, we need a bit of a mid palate here, and there was a wine with a great mid palate. So we brought in a percentage of that. It needed a bit more aromatics in the beginning on the nose. So we brought a wine in that had a great nose to it. So basically at the end, we took 6 graphs and we combined them to form the perfect wine. Then we worked out the percentages of each component, and then we revealed the vineyards behind it. And when we had the final wine, it was totally different to our wine. So we bottled both wines. We bottled the one from my subconscious called Limbic, and then the other one called Orbitofrontal Cortex. What was so interesting is the Limbic one was very much, my subconscious liked voluptuousness, like big fat wines that give a lot quick. And the Orbitofrontal Cortex wine, the one that we made our control, was very subdued, very fine, delicate, very very linear, that could age longer, that kind of feel to it. So we put the Orbitofrontal Cortex in a tall, slim bottle because the wine tasted like a tall, slim bottle. And the Limbic from our subconscious in a short, fat bottle because it was a short, fat wine. And then both obviously did really well. I don't know which was the best. I mean, it's very difficult to say. Both were different, but both were lovely. And they also both aged really well. I'm still drinking them today. But the limbic was a once-off. Obviously, we can't do that again. But the orbitofrontal cortex, we thought, is let's keep the story alive. Let's keep on making this. And the idea behind orbitofrontal cortex is whatever we like the best in the winery for that particular year, let's just do a blend of it. We don't look at area, varieties, nothing. We just blend whatever we like for that year. And it's orbitofrontal cortex 2021. To be honest, I'm driving my car now recording this voice note. I have no idea what's in the wine. maybe I'll write it into the story.